Three more, yeah, 2 points to go. Went up 664 to 22.5 million shares. It's 898.
How many?
22,430,000.
Big day.
Very good.
Oh, would you see if a Ziegler says she's breathing? If he has, I can see my bleeding in 5 minutes.
After almost 9 points yesterday, so it's, you know, 15 points in 2 days.
That's tremendous.
Into million shares.
How much is it? 998?
898. Yeah, I'm sorry, 898. That's great. 2 points on that.
Yeah. So, yeah, just wanted to check, David, as to how you're getting along out on the press conference thing. Still getting your reactions all right.
You heard it. Night after night. establishment is very defensive right now. The Brookings Institute had a meeting of foundation executives, and I had been scheduled for weeks to give a little talk to them, and I really laid it to John Gardner. I said, it's really, here is a man, you all know him, he's a good friend of mine. What does he do? He's on a campaign to get us to do something we're doing already. Instead of looking ahead to the year 1980 or something where which we can do here. And I picked up what you said yesterday, and a lot of them got up and said, well, what can we do? Well, I said, no president. I first said the same conditions you met, and I said, no president has ever had to conduct foreign policy with the whole establishment consistently nagging away at him, insisting that everything he's saying, that he's trying to do exactly the opposite of what he's saying, giving him no moral support, not forming any groups of what he ought to be doing in other areas along the lines of where he's going, so he's dropping ahead, which is what outside groups should do. And I said to them, if you want to help the government, you ought to make yourself relevant to the government. They were very defensive.